Welcome to the summer 2023 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Wednesday, the 16th of August, 2023. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our technician is Susie Litchevik, and my name is Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers while we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording these close by. The front cover of the magazine is in muted beige and grey colours, showing a computer graphic picture of the new Fareham Live venue reception area and the wave of thanks. The large title, written in orange lettering at the top of the page, says Fareham Today. Underneath the title, in smaller white writing, it says Sign Up Today to become a founding sponsor of Fareham Live and the exclusive Wave of Thanks wall art. Details on page 5. Turning now to page 2, here are Sean Woodward's message, the list of contents, and the magazine contact details. A message from the executive leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. While the hot weather has left many people feeling lethargic, there have been a great many exciting developments happening at the Council over the last few months. The construction of Fareham Live has been moving on at pace, and we have selected a new operator for the venue, Trafalgar Theatres. You can find all the latest news on page 4, as well as details on how to sign up for our exclusive A Wave of Thanks sponsorship opportunity. We have made some significant headway in planned improvements at Solent Airport, which will be extremely beneficial for the airport's customers and will strengthen its role within our economy in terms of bringing in new businesses and jobs, both airside and non-airside. The entire Solent Airport at Dadeless operation continues to produce a surplus to help with the cost of running council services. Go to page 6 for the latest developments and how our investment in the airport is already paying off. The council goes to great lengths to provide leisure facilities that will benefit as many members of our community as possible. As inflation continues to soar, we take a fascinating look at some of our investments over the years on page 8, and what these would look like in today's financial climate. We are also making some incredible strides forward in our council-led housing projects, after many years of dormancy due to funding and government borrowing limitations. In line with our local plan, we have approved the greatest capital investment in truly affordable housing for decades, to provide the right accommodation in the right places at the right cost for local people. You can learn more about some of our latest projects on page 10. Since the last issue of Fareham Today, we have welcomed a new Chief Executive Officer, Andrew Wannell. You can find out more about him on page 14, and I am sure you will join me in wishing him every success in his new role. If you have any thoughts about how we can continue to improve the borough we all share, or our services, please do not hesitate to get in touch with me. Contents. Page 3. Special offer on garden waste subscriptions. Page 4. Fareham Live update. Page 6. Solent Airport investment. Page 8. Improving leisure facilities. Page 10. New council accommodation. Page 12. A message from GP Practices. Page 14. Meet our new CEO. Page 15. Your counsellors. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire P0167AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter @FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editorial 01329 824310. Publicity @fareham.gov.uk. Design, Davis Artwork and Design Agency, DADA, 07766 282 616. info@davisdesign.agency. Print, Holbrook's Printers, 02392 661 485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Due to the higher than expected number of requests for a printed copy of Fareham Today, it has been necessary for name and address details to be shared with a third party. This is solely for print and distribution purposes. If you do not want your data to be shared and would like to opt out of receiving a printed copy, please contact publicity@fareham.gov.uk.